But I want to make sure that I go into a theme because it seems like every time that something is happening from a criminal perspective, that there is like a spirit. I really do believe that we're battling against principalities and spirits. And it's not just people making bad decisions, but it's people being taken over by certain spirits. But it's like a theme that happens. You'll see a whole bunch of women as being reported doing crime. You'll see people taking out their whole families in multiple different states, which is wild also. But it seems like today, in addition to a couple other things, that there's this theme against children, and we got to protect our babies. We absolutely have to protect our babies. Let me give you an example of what's going on across the United States that's been coming across my desk.
Tonight in Douglas County, a three-year-old girl is dead and her mother is in jail on child abuse charges. Deputies say that woman spent the night in the woods with her two kids while on drugs. Tonight we're learning this is not her first arrest for cruelty to children. Fox News' Rob D'Arienzo has spent the evening piecing all of this together. He joins us now in Douglas County. Such a tragic situation, Rob.
Yeah, Courtney, some pretty unbelievable details we're finding out. Douglas County Sheriff's deputies announced this arrest and this death earlier this evening. The woman claimed she was lost in the woods, but deputies say her phone was on the entire time. This wet, cold weather proved deadly for her three-year-old daughter.
Investigators in Douglas County say Uriah Ridge was in the woods with her kids for nearly 12 hours. Deputies responded to the Foxhall Resort on Caps Ferry Road and found Ridge and those two kids last Tuesday. They say the kids were drenched. The low the night before was just 27 degrees. Medics took them to the hospital where the three-year-old girl, Alina, died. Sheriff's deputies say they vanished around midnight, and Ridge didn't call for help until almost noon the next day, despite her phone being charged. They allege Ridge used cocaine and weed before heading out into those woods near the resort. She's now been charged with felony murder. There's no word on the condition of the other child who was with her. The Fox 5 I-team uncovered this isn't her first run-in with cops on child abuse charges. In 2022, she was charged with assault and cruelty towards children. According to the warrant, she was accused of beating Alina, who was two at the time, while dropping her while she was, quote, heavily intoxicated. A judge gave her bond, and she was able to keep her kids. Last week, a day after the three-year-old's death, the DA asked for that bond to be revoked.
And we do have calls out to the DA's office to see if this could have been prevented. She is set to be arraigned tomorrow at 1:30 in Douglas County Court. Meanwhile, tonight she is behind bars in shelter in the Douglas County Jail.
The question that they're asking themselves is could this have been prevented? Now, some people are going to blame the DA's office for letting them keep her kids or, you know, the fact that she always was intoxicated and something happened before. Or even the fact that she was high on trees and cocaine while she was out in the woods for 12 hours with her kids. And then one of them obviously succumbed to whatever what was going on that they took her to the hospital for whatever that is. But a lot of people are going to ask the questions and they're going to say, well, shouldn't we hold the DA's office accountable for allowing her to keep her kids? I say no. I say absolutely they shouldn't be held accountable. I've been calling for women to be held accountable for their actions for a long time. And now you're starting to see the kiddies suffer as a result of it. See, we don't really get to see the kids suffer or get to see the results of what happens when you let people have children that are not capable of having children and you don't put any barrier to entry or we don't hold them accountable. And what happens is they have these children and it's not conducive for the children's lives, but we don't hold them accountable. And so then the people that pay for it are the little toddlers and the four-year-olds that ultimately succumb to their wounds. But this has been happening for a long time. Maybe it's not a toddler, but you wind up suffering and then becoming an adult. And then you guys are the ones that are carrying this trauma that comes along with your parents that should not have been having kids in the first place. That's making bad decisions, but they don't have no problem with opening up their legs to the wrong people for them. And they're not stable. They're not meant to have children. But y'all keep arguing with me about everybody should have the right to do what they want to do and have kids. And then you want to hold somebody else accountable for what happens to those kids. But no, We should be holding the people accountable that's having children in the first place. And so now maybe you start to see why I'm so passionate about it. It's because the children are the ones that pay for the sins of their parents. She gonna get three hots in a cot. Worst case scenario, she get life. She gonna be warm. She gonna be taken care of. Your taxpayer dollars are gonna be taken care of her. Her other kid is probably gonna go in the hands of a relative or a foster care system. And meanwhile, the little kid is already gone. No father, nowhere to be mentioned in any of these conversations. But again, y'all think it's cool to be single baby mamas. And y'all haven't changed y'all lifestyle. You still doing cocaine. You still smoking trees. You still taking your kids in the woods. You still not fit to be a parent. And our babies are the ones that suffer as a result of it. And then you have to have some kind of traumatic bond to them. And you trying to convince these people to do something better. And they don't care. They ain't care before, and they're not going to care after you hold them accountable. So what's the solution? It's not to hold the state accountable. That ain't got nothing to do with the state. They got something to do with your own personal decisions. But that's not it. Our kids is under attack in more ways than one, y'all. More ways than one. This, obviously, is the girlfriend of the man that went on a killing spree for his whole family. And she has been arrested also.
Good morning, guys. Now the suspect's girlfriend is being charged with obstructing justice. Joliet police say that she prevented them from allowing an arrest to happen after eight people were murdered over the weekend. Joliet police are saying they arrested 21-year-old Kylie Cleveland Singleton yesterday for obstructing justice. During their investigation, Joliet PD tell us they identified Kylie as the girlfriend of Romeo Nance, also finding out the two are the parents of a three-year-old boy. On Monday, she agreed to be questioned, but officers say they believe she made statements in order to prevent Romeo Nance's apprehension. Romeo Nance killed himself Monday night after a long manhunt ended near San Antonio, Texas. Police say the 23-year-old murdered seven of his family members Sunday afternoon on the 2200 block of West Acres Road. Those include Romeo Nance's mother, 47-year-old Tamika Nance, his aunt, 38-year-old Christine Esters, his uncle, 35-year-old William Esters, his brother, 31-year-old Joshua Nance, his 20-year-old sister, Alexandria Nance, his 16-year-old sister, Alona Nance, as well as his 14-year-old sister.
I know the whole community is traumatized.
Romeo Nance continued his rampage at the Pheasant Run Apartments on Bradford Road. That's where he claimed the life of Toyoshi Bakari. He also shot another victim in the leg. The victim's neighbor, Michael Mickens, saying he heard multiple gunshots on Sunday.
I hope that his family, you know, can heal from the tragic events.
And we're expected to hear more about that girlfriend's connection to this case when she has her first appearance here.
Now remember, again, you do know that the girlfriend that was recently arrested that was protecting a boyfriend after he had basically or allegedly eliminated his own family, you do realize that they have a three-year-old kid here, right? She's arrested. He take out his whole family and then off himself. And it's a three-year-old kid that had a father and a mother that he shouldn't have been a father and a mother in the first place. They should have never had a kid in the first place. I'm just being real with you. Somewhere, somehow, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, that three-year-old kid is going to be on social media in whatever form, some AR, VR reality, then the metaverse. Hopefully I'm retired by then and I'm just completely disconnected from social media altogether because I don't want to hear it. How old am I going to be? 61? 30 years from now, 71? I'm disconnected. I don't even want to hear what y'all got going on. I'm going to be on the beach somewhere over in Hawaii having a good time. Me, Oprah, and if she's still around, me, Oprah, and Mark Zuckerberg, we all going to be rich as hell. Y'all still going to be hating Oprah, and I'm going to be chilling with them on the beach over there in Honolulu. And I'm telling you, man, 20, 30 years from now, they're going to be on the internet telling their story with some kind of virtual reality podcast and having some kind of trauma bond with somebody else, and it's just going to be perpetuated over and over again because that's the way that it go. The children pay for the sins of their parents. He running around, busting down the chick. How you going to have a girlfriend and you mentally unstable at the same time? How you going to have two struggles? How you going to have two struggles? But that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. It's all across the United States of America is running rampant in more ways than one.
The man's been arrested and charged for allegedly raping a 10-year-old girl he met online in East Harlem.
Fox 5's Linda Schmidt is live outside the NYPD's 25th precinct where he has just walked out this afternoon. Linda.
Yeah, hi there, Stephen, Natasha. This story absolutely stomach-turning. A 10-year-old little girl allegedly raped by a 23-year-old man. Go ahead and take a look. This is video here of the suspect from late this afternoon. His name is Draquan Drayton Howard of the Bronx. He turned himself into police today. He is charged with raping a 10-year-old girl that he met on the adult dating app Bumble. Now,
let me guess. She looked mature for her age, huh? Is that what Draquan gonna say from the Bronx? Hey, shout out to the Bronx. Let me give a round of applause for the Bronx. Let me give a round of applause for the Bronx out here meeting 10-year-olds on Bumble. Probably out here saying, but they look mature for their age. Hey, I want to see y'all argue with me on this one on After Hours. I want to see y'all argue with me on this one on After Hours. You saw it through with a 10-year-old, huh, funny? Huh? You think that's cool?
Now, the rape happened on January 6th. That was just about 3 weeks ago. The NYPD says he met the little girl in the area of East 122nd Street and 3rd Avenue in East Harlem about 9 o'clock at night on January 6th. And then he took her to an apartment where he raped her. Community activists held a news conference this week calling on the public to help identify and find the suspect. And today, they also had a very strong message for parents.
I'm glad that the community came out, spoke up, got this guy off the streets. We need more parents involved in their children because at the end of the day, there's predators out there on the internet. And if we're not monitoring, you know, what they do on the internet, this could potentially happen again. So we want to stop this. We want to stop it where this here ends to prevent it from knocking on somebody else's door.
And the NYPD also telling me tonight that this suspect has no prior arrests.
Here's my question, y'all. Let me put it back on him because I want you to see who your monsters are. A 10-year-old was able to get picked up and driven to an apartment after being on a dating app called Bumble and getting in contact with a 23-year-old. Now, I don't think that there's any disagreement that this dude is a monster and he's probably not going to have a good time when he go to prison or jail. His time will be very, very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. Okay, I think that goes without saying to even describe the heinous act of a person as 23-year-old to even entertain a conversation with a 10-year-old. A 10-year-old girl. You know what it's like to have to parent and discipline and seeing these little kids and all of this. I'll be seeing these little kids run around in Taekwondo. I'll be like, oh, hey, we got to cheer them on. Yay. And to think that it's a 23-year-old man that's out here getting in touch with these little kids and hunting and seeing it through, going to pick them up and taking them to an apartment building. But that's not even a question, right? Because we know that you're Satan's spawn, okay? Here's my question. And this is something that I want to pose to the chat. Should the parents also be held accountable for what happened to the 10-year-old? Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Should the parents also be held accountable for what happens when a 10-year-old is on Bumble? How does a 10-year-old download Bumble in the first place? That's number one. Number two, how does a 10-year-old then get in contact with somebody and then get picked up by them and then taken to an entire apartment building? And then y'all got to call on the community. Listen to what they said. They said they had to call on a community to go and find out what happened in order to get this guy arrested in the first place. How was this a thing? How do you not hold accountable whoever the parents are? And I'm honestly, this is a question that I'm just posing to the chat. Are we so disconnected from reality? Are we such bad parents? Are we such in a state of emergency to where we don't even have a conversation about the parents no more? Nobody is asking the questions. Nobody is asking these questions anymore. We see the babies. They the ones that's suffering. They gonna grow up. This little girl gonna grow up and say, I had to do what I had to do in order to get what I wanted to get. They gonna one day be an adult. That's the weird thing about it, is that these little kids right now that's going through this, for every story that I showed on this particular segment, they are going to grow up and be an adult. And when they become an adult, that means that they're gonna one day become somebody's spouse or somebody's girlfriend or somebody's boyfriend or somebody's girlfriend if they a girl, or somebody's boyfriend if they a boy. And then we're going to justify what it is that they identify as by saying respect their pronouns and stuff like that, when in reality, we not really solving for what the problem is within the communities in the first place and with this culture in the first place. So all we doing is now letting the inmates run the insane asylum. They're going to vote. They're going to determine leaders. They're going to change laws when it comes to our schools. They're going to have monies. They're going to then become whatever it is that they was trying to run away from. They never, ever going to solve for or heal from the problem because they never should have been in this situation in the first place. And you know who's never going to be held accountable as a result of it? The parents. The parents. The parents get to run away scot-free and have a good old time. We don't even know half the time if these people even got a father. We never, ever, and when I say never, I mean ever. We never, ever, ever, ever hear of any father that is in the picture. They don't show up. They don't be at the trial. They don't come in and say, oh my God, I can't believe what happened. They not going after whoever it was that allegedly did whatever the crime it was to the kid. It's just never, ever, ever, ever a two-parent household that most of the time this happens is. When you see these crimes happen, and it be a crime against the kid or the family or something, why is it that we very rarely ever hear that it's a two-parent household? And the only time that we ever seen it happen in 2023 was with Carly Russell, when her simp father was up there looking like a fool, looking like Boo Boo the Fool, going along with whatever Carly Russell and the mother was talking about. That's the only time that we ever seen it. That's the only time we seen the father on camera. Every other time, for every other crime story, for every other thing that's happening, some mama shoot the boyfriend or whatever, is never, ever a father that is in the picture, that is standing tall, because it does not happen, or is less likely to happen, when you have a two-parent household of stable people that's having children in a marriage. So y'all keep doing what y'all want to do, and we're going to see how that play out for you.